Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call this morning. This is Mike Riches calling in live from chilly Dallas, Texas. It is it doesn't feel like Texas here. We're in the 20s, which I know some of you are probably laughing at. I got back from Minnesota this past weekend. I spoke at an event up there with Rachel Lawton, and they would chuckle at us thinking that 20 degrees is cold here in Texas. But we want to welcome you regardless of where you're calling in from, and I know we've got folks calling in literally from coast to coast this morning. We are so privileged to have with us on the line, she is going to present our keynote training this morning, Ms. Doreese Frencha, also from Dallas, Texas here, and we are so excited to hear from her. We also have Mr. Mark Riches, $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, on the line with us to share as well. So we got a powerful call lined up, and I want to start the call off just by making a couple of quick announcements, some things that I want to make sure are on your radar, and then we will absolutely recognize, and I'm excited to be able to recognize our top recruiters and top producers for the month of February as well. But just want to make sure that we've got on your radar, we do have an employee benefits webinar training coming up this Wednesday at 9 o'clock Central Time. I'll be leading that live, and so I would definitely invite you to be a part of that. The information is in the back office on our events page. Also, on our events page, and I want to make sure that you are looking at this, on the events page, you're going to see information for the Dallas Convention. Hey, here's some exciting news. We're able to say the Dallas Convention coming up this month. We are in the month of March. It's at the end of the month, so we're still about 3.5 weeks away from that convention, but I'm so excited. Legal Shield has pulled out all the stops. They really have a phenomenal event planned, and I'm so excited. I'm excited for the training that's going to be a part of that event, and certainly excited for the big, and can I just say big, in all caps, huge announcements that are going to be made at that event. I know that we've been talking about that now for months, getting ready for it. I know many of you already have your travel plans. Certainly, there are some of you who are brand new, and by the way, we want to welcome you to the call. This is the place to be on a Monday morning, but I would just encourage you, if you're brand new or whatever your situation is, to make plans to be at that event. I mean, this is one of those must-attend events. It's one that will set you so far ahead. I was talking to a gentleman last week, and I was just telling him how excited I was for him to come out and see this information, to see this convention, to be a part of the experience all firsthand. And I told him, I said, this is going to set you ahead 6 to 9 months in your business versus where you'd be if you didn't attend. And so whatever has to happen, whatever sacrifice needs to be made, whatever investment needs to be made, I'm confident in telling you that it will be worth it, that you will not regret it, that you'll walk away from that event so glad that you did whatever it took to be able to be there. And in 4 weeks from now, we're going to have our recap call. We always do a recap call after that event, and that'll be taking place 4 weeks from today on April 1st. On that call, they're going to be, unfortunately, this is just experience tells us this, there are going to be some people that listen to that call on April 1st. And sit there kicking themselves saying, why did I not go? Why was I not at the Dallas Convention? And the truth is, on April 1st, there won't be a whole lot that you'll be able to do about it. I mean, you can't really go back in time and correct that. But today on March 4th, there's everything that you can do about it. If you've made up your mind that you're not going to attend, we say this a lot, but the best thing that you can do is change your mind and make sure that you are at that event in Dallas, Texas. Again, so excited to announce our top recruiters and top producers for the month of February. Let's start with our top recruiter list. And I want to make sure that I'm getting our numbers right here, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're going to recognize our top 10 recruiters, number 10 out of the state of Tennessee, Mr. Chris Corley. Congratulations to you, Chris. So excited for your success. And congratulations again on being on the top recruiters list. Number 9 out of Kentucky, Miss Alicia and Mr. Adam Thompson. And I'm so proud of their efforts. These are folks that are consistently top producers and also building a very successful organization as well. Adam and Alicia, congratulations to both of you. Out of Texas, number 8, Mr. Seneca Hester. Out of Kansas, number 7, Mr. Richard Miller. Congratulations to you, Richard. Excited for you. Out of Alberta, Canada, coming in at number 6, Miss Brenda Shipowick. Excited for you, Brenda, and again, congratulations to you. And then we go back to Texas for our number 5 spot, Mr. Greg Warren. Congratulations, Greg, on your success and on being in the top 5 recruiters for the month of February. Jessica Hooten comes in next out of Montana. Congratulations to you, Jessica. And then number 3 out of Nevada, Miss Courtney Sharp. Congratulations to you, Courtney. Number 2, a name that needs no introduction, that is consistently on this top recruiters list, out of Tennessee, Miss Patty Burgess. Congratulations to you, Patty. And then number 1 out of the state of Michigan, our number 1 recruiter for the entire month of February, Miss Terry Mortimer. Congratulations to you, Terry, on topping out that incredible list of top producers. Excuse me, top recruiters. And then transitioning to our top recruiters list, let me make sure I get our number right here. Coming in at number 10 out of the state of Missouri, Dr. Judy Smith, congratulations to you. We're going to stick with this Judy theme. At number 9 out of the state of New Mexico, congratulations to Judy Johnston, our number 9 top producer for the month of February. An employee benefits trainer out there, does a fantastic job. Out of the state of Louisiana, a name that we're all familiar with, Miss Melanie Davis Nabb, out of the state of Louisiana, coming in at number 8. Congratulations to you, Melanie. Out of the state of Florida, Mr. Michael Dagan, coming in at number 7. Congratulations to you, Michael. Excited. I know that you've got a big month planned for March as well. Excited to see you at the convention coming up at the end of this month. And then we've got a couple of Louisiana names coming in at number 5 and number 6. Number 6 is Kelly McNamara, and we are so excited for you, Kelly. Congratulations on an incredible month of production. And then coming in at number 5, a gentleman who, again, needs no introduction, Mr. Brian Fahili. We heard from him last week on this call, shared a beautiful testimonial about what this membership is, what it means not only to him but in the lives of the members that he is selling. I was just really moved by that. And congratulations again to you, Brian, on being a top producer in the top 5 here for the month of February. Number 4 out of Texas, Miss Sheila Carmen. Congratulations to you. Sheila was also just recognized. I think that we're going to have several of our associates on this list. That's something that we obviously take a lot of pride in. But Sheila was recognized as one of the top retention associates in all of Legal Shield for 2018. So she'll be recognized at the convention coming up later this month in Dallas. But congratulations again to her, our number 4 producer. We go back to the state of Kentucky again. I mentioned to you, top recruiter list and top producer list, we've got Mr. Adam and Miss Alicia Thompson coming in at number 3. Congratulations to both of them. And then, again, a name that needs no introduction, really, all of these are names that we're familiar with. Mr. Chris Evans coming in at number 2 out of the state of Tennessee. Congratulations, Chris. And our number 1 producer for the entire month of February 2019, Renee McKnight out of Oklahoma. Renee, we are so proud of you, another associate who is consistently recognized for not just writing a lot of business, but writing good business. And we are so proud of her and her efforts. Folks, I know that as proud as we are of our top recruiters and top producers, I know there are many of us listening to this call saying, you know, I ought to be on that list. I've got the talent, I've got the skill, I've got you know, the time, I've got the opportunity here, I should be a part of that list. I want to challenge you to be a part of that list. I want to challenge you to take that goal and make it a reality, and there's never been a better time to do that than right now. A big part of that, a big part of your success and our success in being a top producer especially, and especially in the employee benefits market, which is what we focus on this Monday morning call, is obviously prospecting. Everything else that we do in employee benefits, every enrollment that we present at, every decision maker meeting that we do, the groups that we go out and service, all of that begins with prospecting. You know, we teach a 5-step system, and we teach the step number one is getting qualified leads, and obviously having the right people to prospect, starting with your warm market, but then expanding on out from there, that's a big part of it. But getting qualified leads, there's no rejection in. You know, if I go to Google and say, hey, give me a list of medical offices, or if I sit down with my Rolodex, what most people call a cell phone with contacts, but if I take out my cell phone and I go through and I write down the names of people that I want to call in my warm market, or another thing that we encourage people to do is to take their bank statement and go down through that and pull out names of companies where you know you're spending money, and that's warm market prospecting. But as I'm making a list of people to call, that's what we say, getting qualified leads. There's no rejection in that. I don't go to my bank and say, show me where I'm spending money, and my bank says, nope, I'm not going to show you that. I don't pull up my cell phone and start going through my contacts, and all of a sudden my cell phone says, nope, you're not allowed to see these contacts. There's zero rejection in getting leads. Where the rubber really meets the road is when we pick up that phone or we go out in person and we start prospecting. And I'm proud to tell you, I don't know of another individual in all of Legal Shield who is better qualified to teach and to train on this particular topic than Derice Friendship, who is our special keynote guest speaker this morning. I'm telling you, I've heard Ms. Friendship speak on this. I've heard her train on this. And you and I are in for a treat this morning. She is an expert when it comes to prospecting. And she is so good at really holding feet to the fire. We did a joint training together, Abby Parker, Rachel Lawton, Derice, and myself, back in December. And it was such a great event to be a part of. In fact, we're duplicating that. We're replicating that on March 27th here in Dallas. I know many of you are coming in early just to be a part of that training. But one of the things that Derice taught was, hey, let's get our phones out. Let's start prospecting right now. We took about 30 minutes, and it wasn't a huge room. There were only, I don't know, 25, 30 people in the room. But in that 30 minutes, as a group, we collectively set 23 decision-maker meetings. And just right there, people in the room calling. I'd never been a part of anything like that. Not that successful before. And I'll tell you what, I was so impressed. And she was good. She was strong. She was walking around saying, why aren't you on your phone? You need to be calling companies right now. And I gained a ton of respect for her. I've always had a lot of respect for her, but that experience, I understood front and center why she is successful, why she is a $100,000 ring earner with Legal Shield. It's because she is ultra-disciplined and, again, so super qualified to teach on this topic. So, Derice, I'm so excited and so grateful for you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join our call and to share some thoughts on prospecting this morning. And without further ado, I will turn the call over to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. I love Legal Shield in this family because we just get so much recognition that I never really got when I was in corporate. And I'm very recognition motivated. So I'm over here cheesing. I'm blushing. So thank you for that amazing introduction.
You're welcome. And
thank you
all. It's all well-deserved, no question.
I appreciate it so much. I got my cheeks are hurting. Like, I'm just over here smiling like a little girl. So thank you so much. And I do want to congratulate everybody on this call, your top 10 producers and recruiters and everyone on the call just for being here this Monday morning to start your week off and grow your employee benefits business with Legal Shield. So I do want to give you guys a little bit of background about me. I'm originally from, born and raised in Chicago, live in Fort Worth right now, the certification trainer for North Texas and into West Texas even. And I was approached by Legal Shield shortly after I got here, moved here, relocated here, which is about 8 years ago now. And initially, I was a hard no. I was a network marketing snob, meaning I thought because I had business development background, because I was a professional salesperson, I did not see the opportunity at first. I was a hard no. And for those of you that's been around long enough, you know that there was a leadership conference in Dallas about seven years ago. And I was going to that event with the intent to give my sponsor a hard no, just saying, I'm going to come out, I'm going to listen to this information, but I'm still going to be a no. And how, for you guys that know how our conferences work, our leadership conferences, this wasn't a briefing. He got me to the leadership conference. And that conference changed everything because they were talking about business solutions. And here's a little recruiting maybe tip. I'm talking about prospecting today. But in my mind, I don't ever remember my sponsor saying that there was a B2B opportunity within Legal Shield. And that's why I was a hard no, because at that time I was against network marketing, which I now, for the record, totally clearly understand it and respect it. But my point is that I don't remember. I don't believe he said that. And that was my strength. So got to the event. And this is when they were revamping the business solution side of the business. And long story short, how could I say no to that? I was in, went to Brian Parker's group school, I think the following month or at least the second month out. And I partnered with Brian as his appointment setter. And what got me in that group school is that at the beginning of his class, Brian said, if you are not going to prospect, then you can leave now. Group school was 1.5 days then. As Mike said, there's no group and there's no decision maker meeting. There's no enrollment. There's no learning how to do paperwork if you're not going to prospect. And so since I had cold calling training in my previous career, I heard that Brian was looking for an appointment setter, and I was like, raised my hand like a shy little scary girl, like, can I appointment set for you? And because that's how it is for, I know the new people, everybody can relate. When you come into this business, you've got these big people doing big things, and you're all new, and they just seem like giants. And that's how I looked at Brian at that time. But he was like, sure, you can appointment set for me. So our partnership was that I was cold calling, and he was, and then I would join him on the decision maker meeting and everything else that I can observe from my field training. In that time, I entered a performance club, never dropped out of performance club. Within about 6 to 9 months, was hitting ED, been on all the trips, and it was an amazing way to start my business because I got that. I was focused on cold calling every day, and only for like 2 or 3 couple hours a day. So that's my background. That's who I am. Let's talk about prospecting, because what I have found from the time I've been training for the last few years is that most people don't even really understand the definition of prospecting. And I want to make sure that that's crystal clear, because that is because prospecting is the baseline of everything you're going to be doing. Prospecting is identifying your qualified lead, asking them for an appointment so that they can make an educated decision on if they want to offer Legal Shield as a voluntary benefit. What I see people thinking they're doing is prospecting by reposting a Legal Shield or ID Shield post on Facebook. That's not prospecting, that's branding. Or people that go to the networking events and you give your card. but you don't make any intent on at least saying, I'm going to follow up and ask you for an appointment. That's not prospecting, giving out your card. That's called networking, right? I see people walking their community and leaving a brochure. That is not prospecting. That's branding again. In all of those situations, if the associate, did not ask for an appointment with a qualified lead to educate them fully on Legal Shield so that they can make an informed decision, you're not prospecting, period. So the number of calls that you make, the number of walk-ins that you make, if when you're tracking what you're doing, that you're tracking the number of times you ask for an appointment with a qualified prospect so that they can make an informed decision. And I'm saying that and emphasizing that on purpose. That's what prospecting is, asking for an appointment. And so I want to also talk about this magic formula. And I wish you could, I'm doing air quotes, right? This is how your business works. It's going, and to me, the magic formula, and that's air quotes again, is prospecting plus personal development plus tracking your numbers. That is your sole responsibility, to prospect the way I just defined it, to make sure you are growing personally. Your personal development, I'm real big on reading, hashtag read 10 pages, because here's the thing. If we had a millionaire mindset, we'd already be millionaires. You have to grow through that and grow into that through the prospecting activity, through the reading, and then what I see people leave off is the tracking. Tracking. I know that the richest has a very concrete model for you guys to determine how to make $100,000, but you have to track your prospecting and how it converts into the decision maker meetings and how it converts into the enrollments and how that converts into the percentage of people that are enrolling. And then we got to track how many of those memberships stay on the books, right? But none of that, like we said up front, is going to matter. You're not going to have anything to track if you don't prospect. So back to prospecting, which is, again, if you have not written it down, is asking a qualified lead for an appointment so that you can educate them so they can make an informed decision on if they want to offer Legal Shield as a voluntary benefit. That's what prospecting is. What's the next most important thing? When you are prospecting and you are asking for that appointment, you have to keep in mind that a person only wants to meet with you if you can make them more successful or make their jobs easier. The whole what's in it for me, you guys have probably heard about that. I know you have. That's why somebody wants to meet with you. So why am I saying that? I am saying that because you have to approach your prospect, your qualified prospect, with a result that you're going to give them personally, right? So I love attract and retain talent because that is the number one problem that businesses are having right now. With all the millennials jumping bold and all of this jumping ship or the fact that unemployment is low and people can get a new job easily, the number one problem for small businesses, and I got this from one of our small biz podcasts through our small biz partnership the small biz partnership. That is the number one issue. So if I'm calling someone and that's their pain point, I have to articulate that I want to help you attract and retain talent. Now that's my favorite. I'm gonna. There's a couple others that I used to use with Brian. Brian loved reduced absenteeism and improved productivity because that was his favorite. That's what he would go in and talk about that. My point is you figure out which benefit, which value proposition that you're going to stick to when you're calling people and asking them for appointments, or when you're going and walking your community and asking for appointments. You can use ID Shield. Are you offering an identity theft protection product benefit to your staff? My whole point is find one that you like and stick to it for at least 3 months so that you can master your script, so that you can master your decision-maker meeting, so that there's consistency in what you want to offer that employer. So here's the contrast to that. Where what I see sometimes, and what I even went through and experienced myself, guys, is I'm not calling to say, oh, we can get your employees, get their wills done and traffic tickets taken care of. We're not selling. When I'm booking an appointment, I'm selling why and how I can make that person's life easier. For example, again, I can help you attract and retain talent by adding two unique benefits and some employee perks so that you can be more competitive and beef up your benefits package. That's what I say. Okay? So because we're obviously on this call, I can't go through every single value proposition, but conceptually what you've got to do is create your own script when you're asking for an appointment that's going to solve that person's personal problem or help them be better at what they're doing. That's why people want to meet with you. Now, there's cold calling, but as Mike said, you want to definitely not overlook your warm market. And then when you're going to walk your community, I walk my community if I'm out at an appointment, right? My strength is cold calling. But if I'm out in the field already and I just had a decision-maker meeting with someone, I'm going to go to two or three of their neighbors and ask them for an appointment as well. And what warms it up is that you can say, hey, I was just meeting with Jerry. He's really excited about how we're going to help him be more competitive as far as attracting and retaining talent by adding unique benefits and perks. He thought I should come over and see if this is something you'd be interested in. Is that something you're seeing? Are you having a problem attracting your great talent and retaining them? So, guys, always go. That's a big part of prospecting. If you're going out, if I'm going out to a decision-maker meeting, that's when I add the Go Walk Your Community element. Now, I get a lot of questions on which one is more effective, cold calling or going to walk your community. This is my answer. It is what you are more comfortable with. At first, I could not go walk my community. No way, no how, no. And not that it was going to walk the community is bad. It's just not where my strength was. My strength is in cold calling. I love dialing. I love smiling and dialing. That's where I excel. Mike and Mindy Rogers out of Colorado, $100,000 ring earners, they are not making phone calls. That's the last thing they want to do. They go and walk their community. So what each person on this phone has to decide is what's more comfortable for you. And how you're going to be able to determine that is, like I said, with that three-month challenge, if it's cold calling, make sure you have your script and try that for 3 months. If you didn't get the results that you wanted out of cold calling, you then try your Go Walk Your Community with your script for 3 months. But here's the thing. You've got to do one or the other. Do I enjoy cold calling? Do I get excited about when I got to sit down and make phone calls? No. I am not saying you're going to love it. But I love the results of it. I love when I look at the end of the day and I book two appointments. That's the part I love. So I'm not saying you're going to fall in love with either cold calling or going to walk your community. What I'm saying is you've got to master one of them, because that's prospecting. We do not get inbound calls to offer Legal Shield as a voluntary benefit. You've got to get over it. You've got to learn it. You've got to master it. And once you do that, either you're going to walk your community or you're cold calling, you're going to love the results. And then keep in mind that you don't have to keep cold calling forever. I have, for the last couple of years, I've been able to use referrals and networking because I did so much cold calling on the front end. I've established myself with my accounts. I know how to get referrals, et cetera. So it's not like a forever you're going to have to do it. Now that I just said that, now do keep in mind that since my goals this year, I want to double. I want to hit 200,000 this year. I am back on the phone because I know that's where the activity is at. I can coast at 100,000 during my warm market, during my networking, doing all of that, getting referrals. But in order to boost and get to the next level, I'm back on the phone. I'm making $50 to $60 a day because I know that I can get another additional one or two appointments a day from prospecting, from cold calling that way. Okay. So I hope that's helping everyone. There's no way around it. Okay. Now, I talked about personal development being part of the big magic formula. What I want to recommend is Go for No. That was the very first book I read when I got into Legal Shield and accepted the partnership to be Brian's appointment setter. That book changed everything, and I want to share one of the nuggets that I took away from it and that I still use today and that I still teach. The going for no mindset will help you get over the rejection. Okay, it helps you to understand that you have to get the no's. The biggest nugget that I got from that book is so many people, and myself at first included, we think we can go around the no. We think we can go an easy route, and that is just not the truth. Getting the most no's will make you the most successful, right? I always say that I've had my success because I asked more people for appointments than the other person did. That's all I did, and I got more no's. Think about how many no's Mike and Mark have gotten. They've got the most no's than all of us, right? Because they asked for the appointment. Now, I want to go over objections. Oh, and I'm sorry. I want to recommend one other book, too. The book that I just finished was Cold Calling Techniques That Work. If you are a cold caller, if you're making cold calls via phone, that's a great book. Take that one, and then Fanatical Prospecting. Right, I had to get that out there because I solely believe that it's the activity of doing the cold calling, but it's also the personal development, what we learn from it. Okay, so now with that prospecting, what I want to do is go over some of the common objections that you guys are going to have to be prepared for, right? So you're calling or you're walking into the community and you're asking for an appointment. Right? You've stated how you can help. I help by helping you attract and retain talent by beefing up your benefits package with two unique, amazing voluntary benefits and employee perks. Right? Or I can help you reduce stress and distractions in the workplace so that your employees can be focused on their job, which increases your bottom line. Those are two value propositions I've used my entire career, okay? Once you say that, here's what I learned from cold calling techniques that work. Our biggest competitor, guys, is that people think what they're doing is already good enough. And I want to say that again. People think that what they're doing is already good enough. So what we have to do is open their minds that, hey, this is a new way. This is a better way. This is a compliment to help you attract and retain talent. They already think that, oh, yeah, we're doing a good job with that. We offer everything. So I hear that all the time. Oh, we offer everything. We got dental. We even got pet insurance. We have everything. What you have to be prepared to do is say, and I want you to write this down, we should really get together because what I do can complement what you're already doing. And as for the appointment, how to on Tuesday. So that's going to be one, your very first biggest objection that you have to overcome. Oh, we're fine. We're not interested. We're already offering great benefits. We already have something in place to help decrease stress and distractions. Oh, really? Well, what is it that you're doing just out of curiosity? Well, we're doing this, blah, blah, blah. Wow, we should really get together because what we're doing can complement what you're already doing. That's the number one challenge, guys. We're not interested. People say they're not interested because they think that they're already doing a good job. Okay? Now, you are going to also get the point, the objection of, well, what is it? Now, when you're on the phone, I think I've got about 10 more minutes. When you're on, well, you're on the phone or face-to-face, whichever the case, remember that you're selling at the selling the appointment. You're not selling Legal Shield at that time. I want to say that again. You are selling the appointment. You are selling the fact that I can help you do something better. I need to come in and share it with you and educate you so you can make an informed decision. Why am I saying that? Because here's your second objection. Well, what is it? What they're trying to do is get you to go in more detail about the benefits, about how it works. You don't want to go into too much detail over the phone because they're going to listen and make an uninformed decision on a small amount of information versus you should have just been making the appointment. So when someone says, well, what is it? I go into detail saying it's two very unique benefits. It's legal protection and identity theft protection. And what the value that it brings is that it's popular, it's trending, and it's a benefit that most companies aren't offering yet. So this is how we can help beef up your benefits package. Do you have other unique benefits that you're offering now? So I answered the question, and then I ask a question, and regardless of what they say, if they say, yes, we're offering pet insurance, we've got Costco membership, all of that, you can say, great, we should really get together then because this is going to definitely complement what you're already doing. This is going to definitely help you accomplish your goal of beefing up your benefits package. Are you available at 2 o'clock on Tuesday? If they say no, you can say, oh, if they say no, they don't have any unique benefits, or they really just have their dental and their medical, their core benefits, you say, great, we should really get together because offering Legal Shield can help you beef up that benefits package. What I'm trying to convey is so many people want to overcome an objection, and it becomes an argument or a debate. Why are you arguing and debating with the person that you want to meet with? You share what you can do to help them. You ask them what they're doing to accomplish that goal. And regardless of what they say, yes or no, then great, we should really get together because we can help complement that or we can help fill that gap. And you ask for the appointment. The next objection that you're going to get, and I want to leave time for calls or questions. Let me see. I'm going to share with you how I address our employees don't sign up for stuff like that. Because you're going to get that. Oh, we tried to, our employees don't even sign up for medical. Our employees don't sign up for anything. First of all, I know that that employer or that decision maker meeting doesn't know what we do. So they can't. So they're trying to protect their employees, right? They're trying to protect the employees and protect their time. So what I say for this one is, you know what, Sally? I've had a lot of my accounts that thought that at first that their employees wouldn't sign up, but after we educated them, we got a 60 to 70% participation. And what my And what my accounts really loved is the decrease in absenteeism and stress in the workplace. Do you have something in place that is helping your employees deal with their everyday life? They're going to probably say no, 99% of the time. Well, no, Doris, we don't have anything like that. But do you see how that can impact your bottom line if people are stressed and taking off a lot, right? Yeah, Doris, you're right. Okay, well, great. We should really get together because I want to share with you how this can work, how Tuesday at 2. So that the employees don't sign up for stuff like that. What I'm trying to illustrate is that you have to bring it back to what's important to that person, which is their bottom line, and showing them how we can help increase the productivity or decrease the stress and correlate it directly to their bottom line, right? Because that's why people want to meet with us. I can help you decrease stress and absenteeism in your workplace, which you have to say directly impacts your bottom line, then they're going to want to meet with us. So according to my clock, Mike, I had until 9:45. So do you want me to keep going?
Oh,
or do
please.
You want
yeah,
to
no,
open
you're
it
good.
Up for...
Yeah, absolutely. Keep on going. You're great.
Okay.
This is fantastic information.
Okay. Just making sure. Let's see. Okay, here's the other one, guys. Don't fall for this one. Can you just send me some information? You're going to get that one a lot. I'm just going to be honest and transparent. I used to send information and was fanatical about following up. And what I did is I looked at my tracking. I looked at my follow-up conversion. When somebody asked me to send them information and it was close to probably like 5 or 10% of the time, I would actually get the appointment. I have, since I told you guys I started reading Fanatical Prospecting, the author suggested that you just ask for the appointment. Now, I'm being transparent because I haven't had this, I've had to overcome this objection yet in my newer I call it my prospecting 2.0. I used to honestly send the information and try to follow up. What I want to challenge everybody, including myself, is to just say, hey, can we just get together for 15 minutes? Because the reality is what I learned is all of that following up I did, they were just giving me a nice no. They were just giving me a nice no. But I was being relentless and I was being disciplined and following up, but still not getting the appointment. So if you just ask for the appointment, say, hey, I'm really into face-to-face, and I want to get this information in front of you to really just show you how we can help you beef up your benefits package. I'll take that back. I've had this happen one time. I did overcome this objection one time. I apologize. And what happened is the person really gave me another objection, really got to the real objection. With Arise, I would love to meet with you, but I just really don't think that our employees would be interested in it. So my point in this is that they're going to give you the nice no, but if you just ask for the appointment, and this is my one time that I've tried it, I got the real objection. And then I was able to overcome the objection by saying, well, you know what, Sally? Most of my clients thought that at first, too, but after we met and we wrote this information out, they were grateful that they started offering Legal Shield because they started seeing a direct decrease in absenteeism and increase in productivity. Getting her to buy into that, seeing how it relates to the person you're talking to. So with that said, just 15 minutes on Tuesday at 2. How about that, Sally? Pushing for the real objection so that you can overcome it, guys. So with that, all right, it's 9:45. I hope that was helpful. I hope that there was just one small thing that helped you shift in your prospecting. Because, again, the magic, air quote, formula is prospecting plus personal development, but tracking your numbers. So with that, Mike, I'll give the call back to you.
Therese, that was absolutely fantastic. I wanted to repeat that as well. I love that formula, prospecting plus personal development plus tracking your numbers. You know, we've often said if you're not seeing the results that you want to see, it really boils down to one of two things. You're either not doing something right or you're not doing it enough. And you know, it's typically the latter. It's typically, and that's where that tracking your numbers really comes in. If you're really not tracking your numbers, we typically will think that we're doing more than we really are. You know, you'll sit down and make 15 phone calls, and it feels like you just made 50 phone calls, but it's really only 15. And that's where tracking those numbers, and I hope you heard several times Doreese talking about she tracked her numbers. This was the result that she was finding, and that it wasn't just to make her feel good and pat herself on the back. It was so that she could tweak things to get better results. And I love your perspective in sharing that. And then, of course, you know, the personal development side of it as well. I mean, we're trying to get better. That's the other side. Sometimes it's not that we're not doing it enough. It's that we're not doing it right. And that's where listening to calls like this can be so helpful. And Doreese, we really do appreciate you. I'm so looking forward to joining forces with you again on March 27th.
Yeah.
Folks, if you have not looked at that, you can find that information in our back office on the events page. Just go to the events page, and it's one of the top events there. It's a training that we're doing on March 27th right here in Dallas. I know there are, again, several of you coming in early for that, already registered. We'd love to have you folks out for that. It's going to be a fantastic event. And Doreese, again, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge, your experience, and your perspective. And we just can't thank you enough for your training here this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Happy prospecting now that you guys know the definition of it.
Absolutely. Well, let's take the call to Cookeville, Tennessee. We do have, again, Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ringer earner, Mr. Mark Rich, is standing by as well. Mark, I know you're excited. I know you and I both, listening to information about prospecting just gets our blood flowing. It's something that both of us are passionate about, and would love to hear your thoughts on closing out months. And I know we just had a great close to February. And any other thoughts that you have for the call this morning, we'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Good morning, team, and congratulations for everyone plugging in on the call this morning. What a great call. Darris, fantastic, powerful information. Love the book recommendations. In fact, I was, as you mentioned, Fanatical Prospecting. It's sitting right here on my desk. I haven't read it all yet. I've just started it, but I read the Objections book by that same author, and I've got Fanatical Prospecting sitting right here, but loved your recommendations on that, and then Cold Calling Techniques That Work, and loved your focus on personal development, and just Power Pack conference call this morning. Thank you again for sharing. Congratulations to our top recruiters for the month of February, and recruiting's where it all starts. So I'm so grateful for those that went out and recruited and worked hard in finding other people to involve in this incredible opportunity. And also congratulations to our top producers. And so proud of Ms. Renee McKnight, our number one producer for the month of February. We're well into the next month of March, and I'm excited to join the entire team in Dallas, Texas. I'm telling you, I mentioned this on our Friday call. What was that called, Mike? Roundtable, B2B Roundtable call.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that, you know, there are some big announcements being made, some exciting enhancements and changes, huge bonuses on the table that are going to be announced, bigger than I've ever seen. And as well as recognition of all the top people, top performers and top producers and top recruiters for the entire year of 2018. And I'm just excited to be there to celebrate your success and learn with you. And I hope you've made that decision to be in Dallas. If not, it's not too late. You can definitely make that. There are going to be people that are recruited the week of convention that live in, you know, several states away from Texas that are going to be there. And it's sad to see sometimes people that are, you know, in a month or 2 months or 3 months or a year before the convention that decide for some reason not to be there. I'm telling you, everyone should be in Dallas. It's going to be an incredible event. I was on the conference call last week with Jeff Bell, the CEO of LegalShield, and we're talking about some big bonuses that are going to be paid out at the senior director level, which is really half of an executive director, okay, and big bonuses that are going to be paid out at executive director, all new bonus dollars that are going to be available at senior director and executive director. So that's really what I want to spend just a few minutes, just 10 minutes here talking about is getting to senior director is half, right? It's 25 sales a month. And then when we shift in Dallas, one of the big announcements and why it's so important to be there is we're switching from a counter-based comp plan. Right now you have to do 25 sales a month to senior and 50 sales a month to executive. We're switching that to a premium-based comp plan, and there'll be a premium amount announced for senior director. So to be senior, you just have to generate within your organization or personally, either one, a certain premium amount. What is premium? Just like we do Performance Club now. So if you have $180 in premium Performance Club, not recruiting multipliers, that's not included in this, but just premium dollars sold. And let's just say the premium for executive director, this is not the amount, but let's just say it's going to be $1,500. Then you and your organization have to sell $1,500 in premium for the month to hit that executive director level. Well, when we ran all the models, more people will qualify for executive director under this premium-based model. But more importantly, people will go to higher levels. So more people will qualify at bronze. They were an executive director now because they just had 50 counters, but their premium would have brought them all the way up to bronze, and they would have picked up those bronze bonuses. Same thing with silver, same thing with gold, and it created a few more platinum. So it's a very positive move. Obviously, all the platinums are excited about it because it's helping more people qualify. But what I want to talk about is getting up there, getting, you know, if you're selling five memberships a month and hitting Performance Club, you're not going to be a senior director. I can just tell you that. And if you're selling five memberships a month and hitting Performance Club, you're not going to be an executive director. It's not going to be that good. But it's going to be good because, number one, we can focus on premium. Here's a good enhancement that it will create is upgrades will count. So if you go in right now and upgrade a current member, let's say they got a legal plan and now they want the ID Shield, or they've got an individual plan and they want to upgrade to a family. Right now, those upgrades don't count any toward your counters, right? The doesn't help you toward, you know, getting to your goal of, I'm just going to say executive director. Hopefully that's our goal. Well, now they will. Those are premium dollars, so any upgrades will count toward the premium dollars. And so I think that's really helpful. Also, like you go sell a small business plan, say a $39 small business plan, that's a lot of premium there, but right now it only gives you one counter. In the future, it's going to give you $39 in premium. If you sell a $49.90 plan, so I go out and sell a $49.90 plan, which is one of our highest premium plans. That's a combo family plan with the Legal Shield and ID Shield. My brother goes into a group and sells a $24, you know, or $18.95 ID Shield family plan. He gets a counter, I get a counter. Although my premium was more than twice his premium, you know, I sold $49 worth of premium. He sold $18.95. We each get one counter. That's the problem with the current model. It's not really fair to the one that's out there selling more premium. I get one counter, he gets one counter. So anyway, the new premium model will be rolled out in Dallas in just a few weeks. Be sure that you're there to hear that exciting announcement. But the how-tos of executive director, I just want to talk about that for a minute. 95% of it is just mindset. And Darris talked about that this morning, I think, in a very good way. I mean, you just have to decide has the word side in it, what other words have side? Homicide, suicide, herbicide, pesticide. I mean, what's common in all those words? Something's going to die. And when you decide, hey, I'm going to be an executive director, all the other options should die. There should be not any other options. They should die because you decided that you're going to do that, okay? Decide. Make that decision that you can qualify for executive director. I made that decision 23 years ago. I will be an executive director every month. And I've qualified for executive director every single month. Every single month since that decision. And my brother, the same thing. And many people on our team, I mean, most people don't qualify for executive director, but it's amazing to me that we have people that consistently hit it every single month. They never miss it. And I don't think they have any greater skill. I don't think they have any greater talent. I don't think they, you know, have anything up on another person that doesn't hit executive director except their mindset. I think they've made that decision that they're going to settle for nothing else than the top. And why not? Same thing with platinum. Once you decide that you're going to be a platinum, you just stay at platinum and you do whatever is necessary to get your four lines producing. So the how-tos of executive director, I'm going to talk counter since we're still operating under a counter system, but it's 50 counters a month. And you can personally sell that, and we're talking about B2B sales this morning. You can go out and sell 50 memberships every month. I did that for 4.5 years, pretty much consistently every single month. Some months I had, it was 75 was the number back then. Some months I had 75 right on it, and other months I had 150, double it. I mean, but I never went less than 75. They've lowered the number down to 50, and you got to do 50 sales a month. And again, personal production. You can do it all yourself. That's really getting in front of, say, 100 employees. If you look at our 100K doc, it's getting in front of 100 employees a month and writing half of them, 50 employees a month on a $38 plan. That'll put you right at over $100,000 a year. Not right at it, but a little over that. And it's writing 50 a month, and that's hitting that executive director level and qualifying for the huge money that's available and the new money that's going to be announced in 3 weeks. You can also build a team. You can recruit and develop a sales team and have the team do 50. You can only count 20 sales from any one line, but you could have three lines doing 20 and be at 60, and you're there. You're an executive director. You could go recruit anyone you want. Think of that for a minute. I was thinking of that over the weekend. You know, there's no limit. You could go find 50 people that sell just one plan a month, and you're an executive director. Now, you might say, well, you know, the people I recruit don't sell one a month. Well, go recruit more people. There's no limit to the number of people. There's no limit to the number of companies you can prospect, as Darius has taught us this morning. There's no limit to the number of companies you can call on. There's no limit to the number of employees you can get in front of this week. And so I just challenge you to think about that, that, you know, the decision to hit executive director is yours. And I was talking to a new guy, and he said, this was like on Thursday or Friday of last week, and he said, how realistic is it that I can hit that top level right away? And I said, I think it's very realistic. I did it. And I didn't have identity theft. I didn't have identity theft workshops. I didn't have the approaches we used, the marketing. I mean, there was a lot I didn't have, and I still hit it. And it wasn't 50, it was 75. And I hit that my very first month, and I've never missed it. And I said, not everyone does, you know. And I almost wanted to warn him that it's going to be hard, but I said, not everyone does, but I did it. And there's people that have done it also, and it's really about decision. It's making a decision that you're going to hit that level and stay at that level. I know they're going to be rolling out some big announcements in Dallas related to senior director, which is like a half of an ED. So if you think you're like half of a person, that's the level you can shoot for. But if you think you're a full person, like with the skills and ability to go, you hit executive director, which I've never met anyone, at least on my team, that can't do this, then go hit executive director. Make a decision today. We're at the beginning of the month, and make a decision by the end of March. You'll have your 50 sales, no matter what. And you've got to avoid distractions. You've got to stay focused. I could spend an hour training on focus. You've got to stay off social media. You've got to stay focused. You've got to put success blinders on and stay very focused on your goal. You still will have plenty of time for your family. You'll still have plenty of time for spiritual growth. I've never jeopardized those things. I've always put those as my priorities, but I've always hit executive director. So the point is, you might not have, 10 hours a day for social media, but and still hit executive director, or 5 hours a day for social media, but you'll have a few minutes to scroll your finger up and make sure everyone's still live on your feed. I mean, the point I'm trying to say, and I'm not just hitting on Facebook, but people get distracted today. People spend a ton of time and energy focused on things that are not prospecting, are not generating your sales, and they're not pushing you toward your goal. So ask yourself before you engage in an activity, is what I'm going to do right now going to directly affect my counters? Is it going to help me get to my goal of 50? I mean, 20 a week is what you need, 15 a week. 15 sales a week will put you close, right? Well, no, that'll put you at 60. 15 sales a week. So by the end of this week, you got to be at 15. Stay focused on that. And I just truly believe, Mike, that we can get so many more of our team members qualifying for executive director if they will, number one, make the decision, number two, stay focused on that decision and avoid the distractions of life, which I think there's more distractions now with the internet and everything, entertainment, everything is a distraction. I think you just have to really block some of that out and stay laser focused on hitting the goal. And I just want you to know that Mike and I will be at the finish line there with a beautiful trophy ready to recognize you for accomplishing that goal. I hope we have hundreds of people that make that decision and accomplish that goal. And you don't need to wait. There's never been a better time. There's never been more money on the table. And Jeff Bell said last Wednesday on this call, he said, tell your team to get to senior director and get to executive director now, okay? Because you need to be at that level as we come out of Oklahoma, out of Dallas. And I just challenge you to make that your goal, set that as your goal. Once again, thank you so much to Darris Friendship for an incredible training this morning. And Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Yeah, fantastic recap, Mark. And really, I just could not agree more. I really hope that everyone hangs up this call with a clear goal of hitting an executive director. And, I've got 5 children. My brother has 10, so Mark often jokes around about us having half a family. But even I, with half a family, didn't stop at half of executive director. I went ahead and hit the whole thing. And I'm telling you, it's so worth it. The other thing that I'm really excited about is as you see this change that they're going to announce in Dallas, going to a premium-based model, another kind of it's an unequal standing, I guess, or I don't know how to say that, but it's different. Someone can be an executive director and be making, $10,000 a month, or you might have someone who's an executive director making $20,000 a month, or some might be an executive director making $7,000 a month. And the reason for that variance is you've got all these different premiums that are all counting for the same amount of sales when you're on a counter-based model. And I'm really excited because moving forward, when someone says, hey, I'm an executive director, you'll know that they're making at least X amount of dollars, right? Because of the commission rates, and so I'm excited for it. I say all that to say this: you want to get to executive director. The income goals that you have, the lifestyle that you can enjoy, executive director is really the beginning of that. It's really where it's at, and I know that our leaders agree with that. That's where you see the big money in this business. That's when you really see the kind of lifestyle. You start to see the kind of lifestyle that we all talk about and dream about. And we want that for everybody. And I agree, Mark, with what you said. There's no one on our team that cannot have that, that doesn't have the talent, that doesn't have the ability to go create that. So thank you for sharing that. Again, a big thank you to Doreese Frencha. We'll join everyone on our employee benefits webinar this Wednesday, again, 9 a.m. Central Time. Make sure you get registered for that in the back office on the events page. Click on that and register for that. And Mark mentioned the roundtable call from this past Friday. Thank you to all of you who plugged in for that. That is on the back office as well. You can download and listen to that call if you weren't able to make it live. Again, a big thank you to everyone who participated, everyone who joined the call this morning. God bless every one of you and make it a great week.